The Burrito Radio Show is brought to you by 2B1 Entertainment.
For those in search for inner peace, stop by Sacred Sun, Essentials for Life Balance. Just a short walk from the La Mesa Trolley. Visit us at 8239 La Mesa Boulevard or call us at 619-467-7073 for more details. We're open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays, and we hope to see you soon.
To Be One has a game called None Is Perfect Billiards. It is a game based on points, stroke play, pretty much. You get to find out what your score would be in comparison to the pros. It's one of the better games that's out there, and it's new and fresh for the 21st century. If you'd like to be on the players list or participate in one of the games or videos, contact None Is Perfect Billiards at nipbilliards@gmail.com. Get on the players list and take part in the fun today.
Not a test. This is not a test. This is not a test. This is Burrito Radio, associated with 2B1 Entertainment, coming to you live out here in Ocean Beach, recorded on January 11th, 2018. Burrito Radio plans to bring you all the latest and updated material as fast as we can get it out in regards to what's on the street. We're going to put out everything and wrap it up nice and clean and filthy light, just like a burrito. We're going to have it all ready for you pronto, beginning with... Okay, real quick. Real quick. For Burrito Radio. For Burrito Radio. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I do not know.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Real quick.
Chiefs.
The Chiefs are not even in the Super Bowl.
Damn, that's what we get for real quick.
I'm trying, bro. I'm trying.
We got some Super Bowl fans out here. The original transportation. Original transportation does not sound like this. No, 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 no. It's one step at a time. Without any electricity except from within the bidet. Might be a skip, might be a hop. Could be a drag or a knuckle, actually. That's how it starts, right? Just dragging. Dragging the body by the knuckles. If anything, what do we have? We have history. The story of the motor vehicle. But the laws do not fit the original transportation. The laws do not fit the ones that want to ride away from that car with a bicycle or a skateboard or a pedicab. It's called alternative transportation. Let's get it straight. Let's get it right. Let's make some new moves. And anybody that's out there that's willing to do this, let's do it together. Alternative transportation awareness. 2B1 Energies. We know a soul who was hit by a city bus as they were crossing the street. Damaged from head to toe. No twinkle in the eyes. No anything but silence for a long time. But the eyes awoke, but not the same brain. That bus smashed that person down. The person now has original transportation, but different thoughts and different and adjusted seizures. Penalizing penalizing the illusion. So when we consider these motor vehicles, where are we really? We're looking for alternative transportation awareness and differences and new legislations and new roads, improvement and better than from 100 years ago. We need the semis. We can't go back. We need the motorized vehicles. We're not trying to say we don't need them. What we're saying is there's an alternative way to actually bring jobs, and that's by slowing down and bringing it to the realization that perhaps we should recognize what this motor vehicle can do, which is really, it's a method to kill. It's a cash flowing game for sure. So the message is going to be hard and difficult. The road is going to be hard. It could never really happen, really. It could be on false ears. However, realistically, if we were to take away these sounds, not take them away, but just have alternative roads, other roads, more pathways, better pathways to be built and constructed accordingly. So, for example, if you have a dome city, and you have the Seattle Superdome, and you got the Houston National Dome, and you got the other domes out there, the domes out there across the whole entire world. These domes, you can facilitate businesses inside these domes, for sure. It's possible. By doing so, because of a football game, not necessarily. It's just because of the ability to have air conditioning, to be able to control the environment, the temperature inside the dome. And within these dome roads, if we can build the dome roads, they're dome roads, no different than building a dome stadium, but they're going to be made of roads. This could actually help out come 2142. It could. So alternative transportation awareness is not to rid of the car or the jobs or anything like that. It's more or less to add into a more efficient way to actually bring society back from the depths and bring the middle back where there is a middle class. And this is why we're creating all these dome roads across the world. It'll imbalance the earth a little bit, but earth is meant to be imbalanced because of mankind is imbalanced. In the meantime, this is an alternative transportation message from 2B1 Energy. Hustler, come on.
Immediately followed by the San Diego Sheriff's Department. The San Diego County Sheriff's Department is the chief law enforcement agency of San Diego County. The department is comprised of approximately 4,000 employees, both sworn officers.
Oh man, I wish I had $3.
Support staff. The department provides general law to the earth, see when lay down the long embrace.
Yo, this is Bun the Poet and you know it, and you listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
Have you ever wondered how the pedicab industry got started? You know, the guys and gals that travel people around town? Well, purchase the book Pedicab Hearsay. Available on Amazon.com, both electronic and hard copy. Get the stories today.
Hey, yo, what up, Toby? Man, I ain't seen you in a bit, boy. How you been?
I'm good, Dre. How about yourself?
Man, I'm fine, but I tell you what, man, you show these lace down with this apparel, man. Where you get this from?
Hey, man, it's that Cash Cow drip, and you already know. But you can go ahead and go to my Instagram page at Cash Cow FP. Go ahead and get the drip.
Man, I'm with it.
Slap.
Create, connect, ascend. That's essentially what Violet Funk Creations is all about. And my name is Alyssa. I started Violet Funk. And what we essentially do is make jewelry, paint, do art on clothes, and our Instagram is Violet Funk Creations.
As you can see, the leader of the first parade part is mostly law enforcement of some kind. And naturally, as you can tell, we don't come out that much to these kind of events. So apparently it's a surprise to us. What we are looking at, though, is a blockade of the old Anthony's. Anthony's restaurant is now closed, and there's going to be something new over here. In the meantime, it kind of like brings a little sadness knowing that I used to travel back and forth on the sidewalk as well as play music in front of this place, so it has a lot of significance. But at the same time, dun, 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 changes all the time. I find it ironic that they're playing reggae music and all the police enforcement people are going by to the reggae music.
They got boots on and they got boots at the same time.
It's kind of ironic, huh?
police car. I got complete control of.
Hey, my man, real quick. How fast can you go in there?
7 miles.
7 miles? What is it again? What do you call it?
A hoverboard.
Now, is this
what year is it?
This is actually on the street, and that's what you know.
2015? And he goes 7 miles an hour. But they can make it faster, though?
Yeah. You got to, like, take it apart,
you know? And juice it up, right?
Yeah.
But you think they were going to make it, like, 30 miles an hour?
Nah.
Then
you're going to fall off.
Fall off, they can make it 30.
Yeah.
All right. And you heard it here first. Alternative transportation awareness. You see how many different styles of transportation we got. Alternative transportation awareness. We're getting it in. Even at the MLK parade. Respect. Uh-oh. You know what that means. The Q Dogs are coming. The Q Dogs are coming. Episode is sponsored by Miss Cat's Y'all Hungry Soul Food. Y'all hungry? We got some soul food on the menu. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
We got somebody representing on Burrito Radio. I call this Burrito Radio. You know why? You know why I call it Burrito Radio? Because you can throw anything in a burrito and make it a burrito. And so in my radio station, you can throw anything in my radio station.
Sort of fries in
doesn't
a burrito.
Matter. You can make it real, okay?
Chips?
Who we got representing on Burrito Radio? Who we got?
We got Propane Perps.
Propane Purses represent on Burrito Radio, y'all.
Yeah.
Matt Prosser, Propane Purses. Actually, he got on the mic tonight. Out here in Ocean Beach, right there at the jam session. They had some fantastic musicians. Remember, I told you that. And he got on the mic tonight, and I pumped him up because I said, "Yo, man, get on the late. Mic.
That
get on the mic."
That would never happen had it been for you. Yeah.
Righteous on the one.
I wouldn't have even looking at that direction. You feel me? Like, and then you were like, "Bet," and I was like over here thinking about it, and then I was like, "Bet, yeah, for sure." And I got your like confirmation afterwards, and I went up.
Okay, real quick, I got your permission. Real quick,
yeah.
I got your permission. Throw this up on social media and make it happen.
Of course,
right?
No, entirely. Every
okay,
part of
all right,
it,
all right. So we got the permission. We got the on track.
All the rights, all the gifts, everything.
So we got Perps out here out in Ocean Beach.
Over 100 years, San Diego Shade has been covering windows all over San Diego County. Whether you want roller shades, cellular shades, shutters, you're looking for an automated awning to go over your patio, you want some exterior roller shades to block the sun out, we're the company to go to. We're located conveniently in Miramar area at 7354 Trade Street. You can reach us on the phone at 619-287-8863. You can also check out our website at sandiegoshade.com. I look forward to covering your windows soon.
Fresh food for the fresh body. What goes in fresh comes out healthy. Be sure to visit your local farmers market. And trust me, you'll feel much better.
This is the Poodle Dog Mom.
And T-Dog.
And you're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
Dark.